Hey, it's Connected Dots. Hey, we're gonna start the show with the words of wisdom. That's right. Words of wisdom. And what am I talking about here? If you remember last week, I gave you three famous words of wisdom from the one and only Merlin the Magician. That's right. A lot of his philosophical wisdom has made it into the 21st century and is being reposted. Whether you like it or not, whether you know it or not, it's happening now. That's all I have to say. But let me give you the words of wisdom from Merlin hundreds of years ago. Okay, here it is. Merlin says, many of you are or will be guided to change location in the next several months. The way has been cleared for tremendous amounts of light to integrate into the light grids. Your presence in physical form is required, acting as a conduit for this light transmission. Well, how about that? I mean, that's philosophical wisdom spoken hundreds of years ago. And it's now being revealed or re-revealed to us in ways that might pertain to what is happening now. Think about that. Things Merlin said hundreds of years ago be given to us in this day and age. Now, that's just one. I have a couple more. But let's not focus on that too much. Let's focus on what is happening today. You realize what's happening today? Big fires in California, lies being told unbelievably. You know? I mean, it's really sad as to what's happening. I see the same things in California as I saw in Maui. Isn't it interesting that none of the trees have caught fire? Only the houses burnt down. And there's all these other misinformation, misunderstanding things that are happening. You know? It's unbelievable. Unbelievable as to what is happening. All I know is that there's a lot of stupid things happening. You know, one of the guys from the Lords of Flatbush, you know, movie from the last century, went on to become a famous guy as the Fonz, if you can remember that. Yeah, well, he had to give his two cents as to what's happening in the fires in California that apparently he lives there. I don't know, sure. But at the same time, he said that orchids are the cause, and the mainstream media kind of got outraged that he should say that statement, orchids. Well, if we're talking about direct energy weapons used to start fires by the New World Order, that is arson. So, in many ways, he's not, he is telling the truth, whether he knows that is or not. Anyway, here's what Merlin has to say. Your ascension and metamorphosis is similar to the process of a caterpillar to a butterfly. Yeah, Merlin's talking about the event that's coming up. Yeah. Your denser three-day form is giving way to a lighter crystalline body. Ascension systems, physical pain and discomfort is all part of this process. This is alchemy. And we are building bridges via portals, Merlin says. Between your reality and the higher realms, it is our intention, our devoted plan to convey ideas and concepts to humanity not yet seen on your world. Now is the time to remain present in your now and prepare to receive. Okay, people. Think about what Merlin said. Hey, if you can't remember what was just said, it's simple. Very simple. You wait till the archives and the show comes out, and you can listen from the beginning and hear everything that was said and replayed as many times as you want until the message comes true. But let me just say for the record, I've said it 1,001 times, this is an educational show. It's not just a call-in radio show, it's an educational show. Let me tell you some interesting things that just happened. The other day, a good friend of mine called me up on the phone from his cell phone, and he couldn't believe for the number of hours we talked that his cell phone battery didn't lose any charge whatsoever. And we were talking for hours and hours and hours. So, this afternoon, just out of chance, rather than I have a couple of electric shavers if I want to shave quickly, and one of them was out of electricity. So I thought, considering what happened last night, let me just put it on the heater and see if it recharges like that. And guess what? I put a dead electric shaver with a battery that you would normally have to plug in to an electric outlet and pay for that electricity to charge it. I decided I'm just going to put it on top of the heater, a heater with a cover on it. So it's laying on a flat surface, and it's not really that hard. In a couple hours, the electric shaver had recharged fully. Amazing, right? I didn't have to pay dime for that. Just by trying something different, I found out that my electric shaver, I didn't have to charge via an AC outlet. I could just put it on top of a heated radiator. And in a couple hours, it would be fully charged. Well, I'll be. Talk about the truth being revealed. You do your own experiment. And can anybody explain why my friend, after hours talking on cell phone, his power outage didn't go down at all? Come on. Well, hey, this is a call-in radio show. The number is 888-627-6008. And talk about what I just talked about, or revealed to us something else. when you talk on this radio, this is Radio Free America. You can say whatever you want. This is going out to the whole planet via satellite. Internet radio. Hey, you got something important to say, you pick up your phone and call in, and we'll talk about it. You know, it doesn't have to be what I'm talking about. It could be something else. But, hey, that's what this show is all about. But regardless, this is an educational show. Let me tell you, there's so many things happening now. You know, I just happened to, guess what? Believe it or not, mainstream media, TV, is actually revealing a lot of important information. Most people do not know what plasma is. We're not talking about blood plasma now. We're talking about the fourth aspect of matter, plasma. It's kind of like energy, lightning bolts, and stuff like that. This show is talking about using plasma to create force fields for protection, just like they do in the science fiction movies, to protect against DEWs, directed energy weapons. And, of course, all the telltale signs of directed energy weapons are out there in California right now. Come on. Five island fires started on the same day at the same time. Come on. That doesn't happen just by chance. One good, but not five. Not even four. And, you know, electromagnetic frequency, EMF waves, yeah. Directed energy weapons, yeah. We need protection against them. Because those directed energy pulsations could blow a hole right through your body. And God only knows what suffering you might have to endure with a wound like that. And, there was this TV show talking all about that kind of stuff. So it's good to see a little revelation is being displayed. But how many people were actually on a Saturday afternoon at around 5 p.m. watching TV, you know? What can I tell you? So anyhow, that's the big deal with the fires. It's a false flag operation. It's directed energy weapons. Prove me wrong, okay? You know, I'm watching pictures of it, like million, billion-dollar mansions on Malibu, on the other side of the Coast Highway in California, in Malibu, where they got their million-dollar, billion-dollar houses on the beach. How could they possibly be caught fire and burned down? Yeah. Don't tell me some fire over in the woods on the other side of the highway is going to set enough flames to start these million-dollar, billion-dollar super residences along the beach in Malibu, right next to the ocean. How is it going to cross the highway and set them on fire? And why weren't they being protected with a fire truck or something like that? You know? Don't tell me that these filthy rich buildings were somehow caught on fire by the fire in Paradise or whatever the local town was. Please. Don't try to tell us that, but you're going to show them pictures. These buildings were destroyed. Come on. Directed energy weapons could do that easily. But don't try to prove to me that a fire could be do that. If you were really trying to contain the fire, And these people are rich enough to have their own private fire services to protect them. So don't tell me that they couldn't protect themselves from fibers, you know, ash fibers, lit ash fibers flying through the air. Don't even try to tell us that. This is such a fucking lie. It's unbelievable. How come nobody has the guts to question what the fake news is giving us? Please. It's so fake, and no one is calling them on it. They're talking about investigations. You know, let the people who know about directed energy weapons do the investigation, but I guarantee none of the official investigators will do any investigation regarding that. And, you know, it's time to draw the line in the sand here. Come on, they've been doing this from Paradise, California, the devil saying, look, I can destroy Paradise. Over to North Carolina, you know, back to California, and any place else they can think of. We have to draw the line in the sand saying, enough of this, after Hawaii, Lahaina Beach, you know, directed, all the signs of a directed energy weapons, and this is allowed to be, these people are being allowed to get away with this, just as well as the chemtrail planes are still allowed to fly above. And, what about our great President Trump? He hasn't said one thing about doing any of this shit, you know? Where was he talking about? He knows about directed energy weapons, but he didn't peep a word about it. He knows about the alien connections, the Pleiadians. It's been known that they've landed at his Florida residence. And he's talked with them. He even talked with them back in his last presidency. Why isn't he willing to tell us the truth? Huh? No, he's keeping silent. You know what? He's nothing but a compromised piece of shit right now. Hey, this is Colin Radio Show. God, you love that president so much. You tell him to call into my show. I'll wipe the floor up with him verbally. And the fact that I just said that, he'll never call my show because he doesn't want to be humiliated publicly. But I and a million other people could if we were given a chance. Not just me, a million other people too. And that's the reality. You know, it'd be nice if he did what's right for America, but he's not. In fact, all the evidence points that he's been compromising. He's going along with the New World Order right now. Yeah, talking about taking over Greenland and Canada. Come on. Where's the so-called Democrats on this? Why aren't they screaming bloody murder and saying that this man is talking like a maniac now, taking over Greenland and Canada, the Panama Canal and Central America? And Cuba. Yeah, he wants to take over all of North America. Come on, the maps have been put out there already. Speculation has been spewed. And we need to start calling for accountability, the word is. Because there has to be accountability in any situation, including egotistic morons like Trump. This guy had never done anything for the common people, and he's conned you into believing he has. Yeah? The only thing he'll accomplish is changing the Gulf of Mexico, the Gulf of Mexico into the Gulf of America. Hey, we all like that idea, too. But that's the only thing he's going to accomplish, because I think he's sold out right now. Hey, does he have the guts to call on his radio show and tell me he hasn't sold out? And let me question him? Hell no. Because He don't know squat compared to people like me that know just about everything. And from what he does know, he's not revealing enough to the general public. So he's just as bad as the fucking elites and the billionaires. Who's his best buddy, Elon Musk? Oh, my God. The man who destroyed Twitter with the two-tier system. Pay to play or suffer the consequences. And that's how Twitter is run right now. And nobody can prove otherwise. Hey, this is Colin Radio Show. You got something important to say? Hey, number 888-276-008. Yeah. I want to take a drink of water, so you just take a lift here. And that's something I promote every week. Water. Because water is the most important ingredient in your body. I'm sure you must have heard it before. But believe me, water is. Hey, all I have to say is that things are really getting out of the air now, and it's important that people band together and create little organizations for their own protection, because and the bottom line is government has to be removed, this form of government. Now, we can still have a government, but not the one like we have now. The one we have now is oppressive, just like every other government in the world. They're all oppressive. They're all under the control of the New World Order. Prove to me that is not so. Come on, this is Colin Radio Show. Anybody call up and prove to me it's not so. And while I'm at it, while I'm complaining about things, I'm sick of the freaking damn commercials. How can we as an intelligent country allow elite, wealthy, filthy, rich people to control the airways and control the commercials allowed to be perpetrated amongst the general public? Big, bad, evil, big pharma allowed to do commercials to sell their toxic vaccines to hire actors to con you into believing this is a good thing to do, when it's just no effing good to take vaccines. And I've said this 100 times, if not more, on my show for the number of years I've been on here. I defy any doctor, even if you're a good doctor and a smart doctor, to try to convince me that there is any good to vaccines. Because I'll ask you the key questions and you'll quickly find out. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. The human body, there's five parts that make up a human body. The physical part is only one, and that's all that vaccines deal with. There's the proof right there. It's an illogical concept from the beginning. But through manipulation and propaganda, they have convinced the general public of the world that vaccines can be good for you. They're, you know, insanity. Vaccines are evil. Vaccines are stupid. They're ignorant. They're based on illogical decisions and propaganda of doctors starting 100 years ago. And I can tear apart their false propaganda anytime, any place, anywhere. And that's why I dare anyone to call. I don't even call even the famous good doctors call in, and I'll explain to them why vaccines are just totally worthless. And they only can be used for bad purposes, and they're not needed to restore health. and they're illogical. Anybody, even if you're not a doctor, any call up, I'll put you in your place well best, because this needs to be put out there, and they're still running commercials trying to trick people into getting needles stuck into them. You don't know what the fuck's in that needle when they stick it, inject it into your body. And it's a violation of your temple. Your body is your temple. How dare you allow some quack doctor or nurse under the order of the quack doctor to stick a needle, hurtful needle into your body, inject all kinds of unknown substances that no one can guarantee what it is. You know? Are you allowed to do a chemical analysis of what's in the needle before it's injected? You hell no. But you should be, because then you'll know whether you want that injected into you or not. So you can't show up at a clinic and the nurse, you know, cleans up an area of skin, he goes in the cabinet and he gets a needle already filled with some kind of toxic bullshit and injects it into you. You ask her, is this safe? Of course, she's been programmed. She's forced to say, yeah, it's safe. You know? It's part of her job. Customer asks you, is it safe? You say, yes, it's safe. That's not a guarantee. And there's been no analysis of what's in that. She didn't now analyze it. She was given it and told that this is the stuff you inject the people into. And then her job is to con you into, like, yeah, it's okay, don't worry about it. And so you allow something to be injected into you. There is no guarantee what's in it is safe or not. You ain't even have a clue what's in it. And you're, like, in less than a minute, you're giving over your rights for someone to invade your body with some foreign sort of substance. You're out of your fucking mind. And it's not right to do this to people. Don't tell them they can show up to a clinic and get a free vaccination. This is where people don't know what's in it. You don't know what's in it. And that's not right, because everybody could be contaminated with poisons, and they are many times. Not all times, but many times they are. And that's not right. And we can't allow this to continue. We can't allow commercials on TV coaxing people to have things injected into them, telling them that there's 20 different things that can go wrong with their health, and say, well, it might be right for you, go ask your doctor. And of course, the doctor is the pharmaceutical salesman. If you don't understand, I've explained it in past episodes. The doctor is the pharmaceutical salesman. You go in and ask your doctor, like they tell you on the TV, he'll say, yeah, I'll write your prescription for that. Because he'll get a kickback on that, whether you die or not. You know? And that's all he cares, that the company that he works with, the pharmaceutical company, say, we'll give you a kickback if you prescribe this for somebody or inject them with this. And this is the bullshit that's being duped on the American people and the world population too. And forget about the authorities, the so-called authorities like government. They're not going to do anything for you in regards to this. They're not going to protect you. They're not going to tell you the truth. And they're not going to defend you in any legal case either, because they are part of the scam to perpetrate anything on you for the sake of profit, whether it harms you or not. They don't give a fuck about your life, period. And they're willing to subject the general population to all kinds of evil experiments. They're willing to, the governments of this world are willing to subject all of humanity to chemtrails and all other shit they can dump on you. Hey, what's it? Bill Gates is dumping his infected mosquitoes on the population everywhere? Who's trying to stop that, huh? What government is trying to stop that? No, they're rolling on the plan that Bill Gates pays bribe money to the governments and local labs to do anything, including poisoning your food supply with the GMOs. That's why he's buying all the land. It's been going on for a couple of years now, buying up all the farmland so he can effectively force a majority of the population to buy GMO food because there'll be a limited supply of non-GMO food. Sickening. But that's what's going on. If you can't see it, boy, you're blind. You know? I mean, the event is coming. It has to happen within the next 6 months. That is a fact because of the celestial orbits. If you don't understand that, hey, you need to do your own investigation. I tell everybody go to the portal. They were talking about that, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, about the cutoff date for planetary ascension for Earth is July 7th. But the event has to happen before that. I don't think they'll wait to the beginning of July, rather. When July 7th is the cutoff date, but who knows, they might wait to July 4th. Oh, wouldn't that be cool? Independence Day, right? Hey, it could drag out that long, but at the same time, we'd like it to happen sooner because in the interim, people are, innocent people are suffering and being persecuted. You know, every day people are dying in Gaza and Ukraine. War, senseless wars, you know, and the world is sitting by and watching and letting it happen, including the United States. I don't think Trump's going to come up with anything good because he kisses the butts of the Jewish government. Oh, yeah, because they're money people, and he's a money person, too. Birds of the feather flock together. He isn't going to save Gaza. Hell no. And Ukraine, you know, there's no more bullshit going on. You know, the real truth of the story has never been told. I mean, I picked up on the real truth of the story. It's out there. It's been out there since the beginning. And mainstream media won't tell you the real truth. They want to make the Russians are all bad and the Ukrainians are all good. Far from that, Ukraine is one of the most corrupt governments in the world. Money launderers, their leader, he's a good representation of the devil. And the government salesperson of the year sucked every country in the world into giving his country money to fight the biggest country in the world, Russia. Right? It's not the United States, it's Russia. Biggest country in the world, and a war that could never be won. And all the governments of the world fall into, like, yeah, we'll support you in this crazy scheme of yours that you're going to beat the Russians. Could the United States come into that? That's the one thing Trump might save us from, to get out of that sinkhole. But that's the insanity going on in the world. The world voter control, all the key people, including the president of the Ukraine, who looks like a devil, in my opinion. And who are the other bad guys? Oh, the recent, all the recent heads of the United Kingdom, I don't know, the last 3, 4 or more, prime ministers of the UK, they're all New World Order puppets. And of course, Netherlands, and has proven that they're a New World Order puppet too. They're prosecuting their citizens in different ways. So is Germany, so is Poland, they're all, and France, don't forget it. Macron, he is a New World puppet, private DJ, you know? Just like Gavin Newsom in California, and the Turk in Canada, Trudeau. Oh my God, what a worthless piece of crap he is. But tell him to give me a call, and I'll tell him on the phone, you're a worthless piece of crap. But the list goes on and on. All these New World Order puppets, you know. Did you see all the puppets at the funeral of President Carter? Yeah, they're all sitting there. I noticed Obama's gay male wife was not there. Isn't that interesting? Of course, nobody cared if she was there or not, but it was noticeable Obama sitting by himself. Everybody else is sitting with their meat. Yeah, so much for that. And what's that? There's a video out there. Major Tompkins. We talked about the presidents being reptilian. Bush, the younger Bush, he's reptilian. Clinton's reptilian, he says, and Obama's reptilian, but Trump isn't. Well, so much for that. And what can we say except this is the show, Connect the Dots. This is Radio Free America. This is BBS Internet Radio. And it's an educational show, too. Yes, sirree. So what are we going to do about the energy weapons out there? The EMF, electromagnetic frequency weapons, that are affecting us and can be used against us. Who has control of them? Is it only the United States? And the United States controlling them? Is it the portion of the military in the United States that is controlled by the New World Order? Yeah, a portion of our military is controlled by the New World Order. And there's a portion of our military that supports the light, supports the Galactic Confederation. And if you don't know what the Galactic Federation is, man, you are really out of sync with what's happening now. You really need to look it up on the internet. Galactic Confederation, as opposed to the Galactic Federation and the other Galactic Federation that claims to be so. But anyhow, the best way to go is just go visit the portal. And I said this hundreds of times, but I'm going to say it again. The portal is the place to go to find out the new info of what the battle behind the scenes is all about. You know? I mean, really, it's 2012portal.blogspot.com. And they got a lot of info right now. And while you're on the site, they give reference to some of the articles from other sources that are related to what they're talking about. So there's plenty of stuff to read, plenty of stuff to look at, and you will become a part of a smarter person, just like if you were to get a copy of my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You would, and read it, and looked at the pictures, by the next day you would be a smarter person than you are now. And that goes for all you ETs out there and your motherships and all you other visitors from other worlds and galaxies. You get a copy of my book. You would assimilate the whole thing in a couple hours, and then you wait for my radio show and you call in and you tell me that you knew everything I talked about already. I'm daring. I'm daring everyone in the whole universe, you know, with the exception of God, the Heavenly Father, to tell me that you knew everything that I put into that book. And I'll guarantee there isn't one of you. I'm putting the challenge out now. And if you're listening, then you tell everyone else too, all right? I'm putting out a challenge. Anyone on this planet or anywhere in the galaxy or our universe, you can't tell me that you know everything that I put into my small little book. Only 100 pages of text and about 75 pages of pictures and diagrams drawn by me. Well, the challenge is out there. I don't hear the phone ringing. Well, that's it. But that challenge goes now till the end of time. And that's how much important info I put into my book. There's no bullshit in here. It's all revelation and true experiences, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it has the 35-millimeter photos to back up all the pictures, which means I have the negatives. Unfortunately, the people who published my book destroyed the quality of the photos. But regardless of the quality of the photos, you can still see what was captured on the film. And if you can't comprehend that that's something special, well, you can't comprehend. You're an uncomprehender, what can I tell you? Well, welcome back to Connect the Dots Theory. Hey, the clock's ticking, and somebody is licking whatever I can say. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you got a phone, you can participate. The number here is 888-627-6008. Is there anyone in the universe that has something interesting to say? That's a question. Can anybody out there answer? Well, don't change. Don't change the station. Get your hands off that tuner. Hey, don't change the station. Pick up your phone and call in. That's the way to do it. You know, you don't, anybody listening, you don't realize the opportunity you have. This is an internet audience that I'm speaking to. So if you were to call in, people around the world would get to hear what you say. Unless, of course, you're chicken. I don't know. There might be some chickens listening to me that are afraid to call in, but whatever. You know, there's a lot of good jokes around chickens. there's just a lot of good jokes about chickens, what can we say? Some of them pertaining to TV shows. Yeah. And some of them are just about chickens. Well, why did the chicken cross the road? Would you like to know, huh? And what can we say? What can we say that hasn't been said already? Like I always say, what do I know except what other people have told me? Yeah, what do I know except what other people have told me? You know, it's a way to explain yourself when you don't know how to explain yourself. Or when you don't want to explain yourself, but you explain yourself. Hey, what do I know except what other people tell me? Might be the same for you, too. There's a lot of people out there that don't know anything except what other people told them to believe. Oh, yeah, they're out there in that. Hundreds, thousands, millions, yeah, they're out there. I'm not one of them, but they're out there, I know. I've seen them. I've conversed with them. And what can I say but the truth? Because this is an educational show, and the truth will make ye free. That's right. Hey, I didn't invent that statement, but it's a true statement. The truth shall make ye free. Yeah. Philosophical, truthful, on the money, hitting the nail on the head. The truth shall make ye free. And guess what? As soon as we are extraterrestrial brothers and sisters from the other worlds of the universe land on our planet, and with their spacecraft, their motherships, when the ETs, the galactic beings, our galactic brothers and sisters, land on planet Earth, and begin to reveal full disclosure of all that's been given to us. Wow. That is going to be something to look forward to. But even before we get there, we have to look forward to the event, the quantum recrystallization of all matter on Earth. Yeah. You know what a quantum recrystallization is? Well, let me tell you. I picked that term out of a book. I'm not sure if it was the Keys of Enoch or the Crystal Connection. Two great books. In fact, if you try to find the Crystal Connection, it's an out-of-print book. I was lucky enough to have one. And so much is explained in that book. But even more explanatory book is The Keys of Enoch. Yeah. The Keys of Enoch by J.J. Hertog, written in, rather published in 1973, based on the knowledge given to Professor J.J. Hertog on his 1972 excursion into the off-world realms, taken under the arm of the famous being Enoch, the one mentioned in the Bible. Apparently, this is how the story goes. Professor J.J. Hertog, professor at a California university, was at home praying a very serious prayer, explained as he was asking for the meaning of life. And that's pretty heavy. Usually we just pray for other people, but he was praying for something philosophical, the meaning of life. And during that prayer, a being of light materialized in his room where he was praying. That being of light identified himself as Enoch, the famous one from the Bible who rode away on a chariot of fire or something like that, left this world without dying. And he said one statement to Dr. Hertog after appearing in Dr. Hertog's prayer room as a being of light amidst the air. He said, Enoch said, "Are you ready?" And Dr. Hertog answered, "Yes." And at that point, the being Enoch put his, electronic energy arm around Dr. Hertog, and they both sailed off into space in a protective envelope, followed by Enoch showing Dr. Hertog what had been going on in the universe and what is transpiring at this very minute. And this was back in 1972. And from a record, apparently he had disappeared for 2 days. And when he came back, his face was red flushed, I guess, with the amount of radiation that he was exposed to. And as he says in his own book, that being Enoch downloaded the information for the book he was about to write called The Book of Knowledge, The Keys of Enoch. And that's how that great source of information came to be. And many great authors, after the fact of that book, utilized a lot of his conclusions and incorporated his wording into their books. And I found that out indirectly. Not that what I'm telling you here isn't cataloged anywhere except maybe in these words, the archives of these words I'm speaking now. And that's how it played out. I realized that many books that had been written in the 1980s were borrowing information from the, Dr. Hertog's The Keys of Enoch. So eventually I ended up buying The Keys of Enoch and found out even more of things I had liked that other people had written in the 80s or 90s were based on our direct copy of Dr. Hertog's revelations from 1973. Well, lo and behold, how that happens. And then I eventually met him, you know, a little after 2000, I met him in New York City. I met him twice, actually, and we conversed a little. And it was interesting. He was amazed at how I, some of the pictures I had acquired. And I took that as a compliment. But anyhow, yeah, this is a real person, Dr. Hertog, his book, The Keys of Enoch, also subtitled The Book of Knowledge. If you haven't bought the book and read it, you need to do it, because he has so much scientific information that are relating to multidimensional happenings, it's unbelievable. He talks about the type of spacecraft, that there's some spacecraft can interact with two dimensions at the same time. Motherships can interact with three dimensions at the same time. And they have all other kinds of technical info. This guy was a professor in physics. It certainly talks about the plain letters. Every one of the keys of Enoch, all the words are toppled with the plain letters. So you need to get an understanding what the importance of that. Statements with flame letters, you know, physical representation of flames over letters, these definitely have more meaning than other words. But it's a big involved topic. You have to buy the book, you have to see the flame letters, what they look like, and then you have to do your investigations to understand exactly what the importance of the plain letters are. And this was all in a 1973 book called The Keys of Enoch, subtitled The Book of Knowledge, and boy, does it have knowledge. And it introduces you to many things you never, ever thought about before. And I can see why it was the emphasis for people to inspire many people to write their own books. In fact, that famous book, The Keys of Enoch, they give credit right in the beginning of the book. If it wasn't for the Keys of Enoch and the knowledge revealed in there, we would have never been able to gather all the information we did. And the crystal connection is probably more down to earth than anything, because it basically explains its geometry and light being focused through geometry, which separates the dimensions. And that is a very significant point. But anyhow, guess what? This was a call-in radio show, but now we are coming to the end of our show. That's right. And watch closely, pay attention to the news, take notice. All these photos are showing you, every time you show you the neighborhoods, even from above, all the houses, everyone in the house is devastated, but just about all the trees still standing. Doesn't make any sense, you know? They're talking about all these amber, they got the photos of all these ambers flying around. Well, how come then the ambers caught the trees on fire? You know, what's the explanation? Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. I'm going to do the countdown. Then you're going to get to hear the lead guitar solo of my song, Are You Important in Kind? Are you? I am, followed by my anthem. I got to be somebody. Listen to the words. It could be your anthem, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown now. People, tell your friends to tune in next week. This is Connect the Dots. Radio show, Radio Free America. Call in next week and help me connect the dots. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here it is. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that walked on by now stop and look, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join them in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.